Hello again, and welcome to episode 20 of the Everyday Confidence Podcast from theskillfulmind.com. I'm your host, Steve George, and today we're going to be talking about improving your self-belief. Hello, welcome back to the show. I hope everything is going well for you this week. So today I want to touch a little bit on self-belief and give you some tools to try to make things a bit easier for you. Now, there was a time years ago when I really struggled with a lack of self-belief. And what made it worse was at the time I was certain that I was the only one that was feeling like that. I had it in my head that there was something wrong with me and that no one else could possibly be feeling the same things I was feeling. And I literally couldn't see a way out. Now, obviously I knew logically that millions of people suffer with things like low self-belief, but I didn't really acknowledge it internally. I guess I just wanted to believe that I was struggling more than anyone else. But then, as I learnt more, and I started to finally take some small steps, really, I suppose, just to see what I could do, I found that if the steps were small enough, I could convince myself to do them even if I didn't really want to. And that's what got me started and got me to try some different things. And then once I'd got a better understanding of what self-belief really was, which is basically a belief in your ability to do something, I started to wonder why it affects so many people. Why do so many people struggle with self-belief? Because after all, you're the only one who can decide what you're capable of. It's your own standards you're trying to reach, so you're the only one you really need to convince. It's not like you have to prove yourself to other people, which is an entirely different subject. Self-belief is all about convincing yourself that you're good enough. Now, one of the biggest struggles I had, and if I'm honest, I sometimes still do have, is trying to be really good at everything I try. But you need to remember that it's impossible to be really good at everything. Now, commitment and regular practice undoubtedly makes you much better, but you can't always be really good. But if you don't ever start, then there's nothing to get good at. So one of the biggest hurdles to get over is the fear of failing or the fear of being rejected. And that's really just about you having a fear of reaching what you see as an acceptable standard. And that's very often top of the issue tree for anyone with low self-belief. So what can you do about it? Well, in this episode, I want to give you a few ideas on how you can at least start to move forward. Now, almost everyone struggles with believing in themselves at some point. And I know for me that in the past, I was very stuck in my ways. It was a huge struggle for me to venture outside my comfort zone. In fact, I often tried to convince myself that really everything was okay. And if I wasn't doing it already, then I probably didn't need to do it anyway. When in truth, I didn't try because I didn't want to mess it up. Now, obviously, I still have days when I'm pretty sure another failure is going to turn up and bite me. And sometimes I'll do things when I know that I'll likely fail, or at least I won't be the best I can be. And that's okay. I've learned over the years that not being the best is okay, and failing's a good thing too. Because it's only by failing, or at the very least not fully succeeding, that we can grow, so we can do it better next time. It's only by failing that we look to get better, and it's only by failing a lot that we can really be the best we can be. Now, I know failure's a strong word, but to me it really just means not being perfect, not always being right. Not having everyone accept what I'm saying without question, and not having all the answers to every question. It's important to fail sometimes to see where your weaknesses are, and it's the only way to truly learn how to be better. And also it's an important part of achieving any of your goals and dreams. If you make a mistake, use the feedback to help you understand what the problem was, then learn from that mistake, and you've grown a bit more, so next time you'll be better. So improving your level of self-belief is all about growing every day as an individual. And the best way to grow is to start with small, almost irrelevant actions that you can just go and try. Things where it doesn't really matter if you mess them up. Then you can learn from any mistakes you make and then try the newer, better version next time. See every mistake as an opportunity to learn and grow and then get back to trying again. So let's get onto some of them different things you can try. And everything I'm about to go over will, over time, help you grow and increase your level of self-belief. Okay, so step one. Step slightly outside your comfort zone every day. Just push past that little bit of initial discomfort and see it as an opportunity to grow rather than an opportunity to fail. And stepping outside your comfort zone needn't be difficult at all. It could be something as simple as making a phone call you've been putting off, or making a start on a business plan you need to do before you can even think about leaving your job. But whatever it is for you, the trick is just to do something. Second is to accept that not everyone's going to like you. Not everyone's going to like what you do or what you say, and you won't ever be able to please everybody. So you might just as well concentrate on pleasing yourself. If you're constantly spending your life trying to satisfy everybody else, you're never going to get anywhere. You can't change another person's feelings or their expectations, so why even try? Just use some of that wasted energy to make yourself better. Third is spend some of your time completing small, positive things and then build on those successes. And before you know it, you'll realise you're good enough to do whatever you want to do. And once you believe it, it won't matter what anybody else thinks. Next is don't listen to the negative self-talk that normally holds you back. Everyone's got a negative gremlin, and it's there to help protect you from danger. It brings your attention to anything that might cause you harm. But the one thing to remember is that it only brings your attention to it. It's up to you to decide whether you accept it or not. So next time your gremlin pops up, ask yourself, what really is the worst that could happen? And you'll often find it's not that big of a deal anyway. And then finally, try going into situations even when you're not entirely sure of the result, and learn to be all right with that. When you decide to take a chance, remember that the greatest successes often come from the biggest failures. A great example of this is the post-it note. Did you know that the scientist that developed the glue on a post-it note was at the time actually trying to develop the strongest glue available? So without that failure, we might never have had post-it notes. So remember, it's okay to struggle and it's okay to fail sometimes. You can still be okay with failure. What's most important is that you carry on trying every day. So there you have it. 5 simple things that will increase your self-belief. Step slightly outside your comfort zone every day. Accept that not everyone's going to like you. Set yourself up to collect as many small wins as you can. Don't immediately accept what your negative gremlin tells you. And try doing things even when you're not sure what will happen. And if you use those as often as you can, you'll soon find you're much more capable than you thought you were. And finally, remember that you're stronger, more competent, and more tolerant of initial discomfort. And you won't really know if you can do anything until you go and try it. So there you go. Learn from your mistakes, then try again. And before you know it, your beliefs about what you can achieve will improve dramatically. And that's it for this episode. Thanks for listening. You can get a boatload more tips over at theskillfulmind.com. And as usual, the show notes will be at theskillfulmind.com/podcast/20. Enjoy the rest of your week, and I'll speak to you next time. Bye for now.